message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. In ancient times, contending armies used banners. Each would have a flag or ensign or pole. In Israel's journey from Egypt to the land of promise, Israel also faced a contending army, the Amalekites. When God answered Moses' prayer and defeated this army, Moses raised up an ensign, as it were, for Israel. He declared, "Jehovah is my banner," or Jehovah Nisi. The meaning of this ensign in Moses' day and in our day is the theme of our broadcast today. It's part of a series on the names of God. Our message to Israel voice for this series is A.J. Overton, and I'm happy to present him to you at this time, Mr. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer, and greetings, friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. My message today concerns the compound name Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. To know God's name is to know His character. It is to know Him. If God had not revealed Himself, man could never have attained this knowledge. To know His name is to understand His trustworthiness. It is then when our ignorance is rebuked that we may place our trust in Him. The psalmist declared, "They that know thy name will put their trust in thee." God's great salvation is comprehended in the divine names. It should be our prayer, "Lord, reveal thyself to me. Let me know thee. May the eyes of my soul behold thy glorious attributes." It is thus we may enter into true rest and fulfillment. The many wonderful aspects of God's character and His concern for man are made known progressively through His great revealed primary names as well as His important compound names. The name that we translate today as Jehovah came to have a special meaning to Israel as His personal and covenant name to them. Jehovah is the God of redemption. It is the usage of this great name that demonstrates God's intentions for our understanding and admonition. This is seen especially in the Jehovah compound names. The first of these, Jehovah Jireh, came out of the dramatic events surrounding Abraham's obedience and Isaac's willingness when God commanded Isaac, the son of the promise, to be offered as a sacrifice upon an altar on Mount Moriah. The substitute ram God provided led Abraham to call that place by the compound name Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, or in the mount of the Lord it or he shall be seen. Yeshua said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." Thus Jehovah provides from himself for man's redemption. He who requires in his moral character the sacrifice provides in his love this very sacrifice. The second of these special compound names with Jehovah is given in conjunction with one of the early experiences of the nation of Israel during her wilderness journey from Egypt to the promised inheritance, the land of Canaan. In the healing of the bitter waters at Marah, God announces, "I am Jehovah that healeth thee, Jehovah Rophe." Progressively, Jehovah is manifested to Israel in every need. Indeed, He brings them into these various circumstances that He might test them and reveal Himself to them. God proclaims to them, "If you will give earnest heed to the voice of Jehovah your God, and do what is right in His sight, and give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I put on the Egyptians, for I am Jehovah Rophe, or Jehovah the Physician. Be it physical, moral, or spiritual healing, He is the true physician, whatever means may or may not be employed. This blessed name finds its complement and fulfillment in Yeshua, the great physician of whom the prophet Isaiah wrote, "By whose stripes we are healed." Jehovah Rophe promises, "I will heal their land. I will heal their backsliding. I will restore health unto thee. I will heal thee of thy wounds." The psalmist declared, "I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance." The psalmist also prayed, asking God that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. David, king of Israel, prayed, "Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee." Yeshua declared, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." The third of the Jehovah compound names also comes from the experiences of Israel in the wilderness journey. It is recorded in the second book of Moses, Exodus, and Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah my banner. Only a few short weeks after the experience at Marah, where the bitter waters were made sweet, Israel arrived at a location called Rephidim. We read, "The people thirsted. At Marah the waters were bitter. Here at Rephidim there was no water at all." Forgetting God's constant provision, they began to doubt, ignore, murmur, and even question Jehovah's very presence. Is the Lord among us or not? God showed Moses a rock and said, "Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink." Jehovah caused waters to spring forth to quench the thirst of all. Thus the familiar illustrations and figure of the rock, speaking of God's permanence and provision, is taken up by the prophet and the psalmist. "Lead me," prays the psalmist, "to the rock that is higher than I." Yeshua, the blessed Redeemer, is the rock in a weary land, following all the way with increasing mercy. He was smitten that the water of life, through the blessed Spirit, might flow to all. That rock, declares the great rabbi from Tarsus, the Apostle Paul, was Christ. Immediately after the Israelites quenched their thirst from the smitten rock, they were attacked. The strife was not of their choosing. They must fight or perish, even though unprepared and ill-equipped. The Amalekites, descendants of Esau, became persistent and hereditary enemies of Israel. Jehovah used two instruments to defeat Amalek in this mean and cowardly attack. Joshua, an able leader and soldier, led the inexperienced men in battle against the superior and well-equipped enemy. Moses, the other instrument, stood on a hill in a special act of intercession. By upraised hands, Moses held the rod of God over the scene of battle. Aaron and Hur supported Moses' hands, one on either side, when they became heavy. His hands were steady, we read, until the going down of the sun. Amalek was defeated. God declared, "I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." In celebration of this great victory, and as a memorial of so great deliverance, we read, Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, "The Lord is my banner." In ancient times, a banner might be a flag, pole, ensign, or standard. The word means to glisten. It is also used as a word for miracle. As an ensign or standard, it stood for God's cause. It was the sign of deliverance and salvation. The emblem was used to give direction on the march, to rally the forces in battle, or as a pledge and token of one's allegiance. The idea has developed both in form and significance with the passing of time. All manner of companies and institutions have their banners. The very idea answers to something instinctive in our nature. It becomes an outward token of the inward vow. We thus declare, that is our belief. Here we stand. This cause we propagate. Men thus defend their standard to the very death. Thus on the day of that memorable battle of Rephidim with Amalek, Israel adopted a new sign. It was the symbol of a renewed faith. A special determination and hope had come to them from Jehovah. Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah My Banner. Jehovah Nissi was commemorative. A new insight into the nature and power of God was manifested. The race was not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Except Jehovah build the house, they labor in vain that built it. Except Jehovah keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Have you no Rephidim when God came into your hard-pressed life and granted deliverance? Moses was unashamed of the emotion that constrained him to build an altar, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner. The name Jehovah Nissi became a memorial of the past and a motto for the future. It expressed the faith for all times. The true experience always commits us. Have you such an experience with God? King David declared, Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Isaiah the prophet stated, When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Isaiah continued, The Redeemer shall come to Zion. The word Nissi is used for the pole that lifted the brazen serpent in the wilderness. The rod of the stem of Jesse has been born in Bethlehem, as Isaiah and Micah predicted. As Moses lifted up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, declared Yeshua. Jehovah Yeshua is the banner. Thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Will you trust Him and discover that His banner over you is love?